What value should one attach to popularity and fame? Well, you probably expect me to say, oh, it's horrible, but if it's applied to your work, I think it's desirable. For instance, if my book comes out and it's read and I get to be well known, which of course I don't expect, but if that were to happen, I think that would be very enjoyable. It would also be practical in terms of the money that would result. And who knows, I might even get a reservation at the River Cafe in New York, which is my favorite restaurant. So in that sense, I don't just throw it off. But if we are talking about the fundamental of your psychology and of your motivation of your work, not of some secondary consequence, then, of course, popularity and fame are utterly irrelevant. That's a Peter Keating approach. You are concerned with the work, what it requires, with the greatest use of your ability to solve the problems. You have no thought in your mind of who will like it, who will not like it, how many will like it, will it be on the bestseller list, etc. And I can honestly say that I've never written a book with the thought of how it will be received, and that includes this one. Well, of course, by now, I don't think it will be received, so I don't have the problem. But at no point, you have to get so involved in what you are doing and the challenges that the idea of the secondary consequences just fade away. Now, if your work implies money, you can't ignore that. But we're speaking here of, you know, what's meant by popularity and fame.